How deep is his love for you and me? It is ultimately revealed in his willingness to go on the cross for us. And before Jesus did that, he reclined around a table with his apostles, and he offered them some bread, and he said, "This is my body. Do this in remembrance of me." And he offered them some fruit of the vine and said, "This is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." And I want to remember how much he loved us and what he went through for us. And we've looked at little details from that night, from that day. And the one I want to look at right now is recorded in Matthew 20, verses 17 through 19, when Jesus was scourged. As Jesus was about to go up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves, and on the way he said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and will hand him over to the Gentiles to mock and scourge and crucify him, and on the third day he will be raised up." As Jesus is preparing his disciples for what's going to happen, he says, here's the events. These are the significant things that are going to happen. I'm going to be arrested. And he says, part of that that's going to happen is I'm going to be scourged. Now, Matthew later on goes on and it says that he was scourged and then handed over to be crucified. And we look at this subject of scourging. And it says in John 19 and verse 1, Pilate then took Jesus and scourged him. Let me see if this one works. And I wondered what that is. What does that entail? The Jews, they had practiced scourging. God had limited it. Said, you can only do it 40 times. They wanted to be very careful about that, so they only did 39 times. That's why in 2 Corinthians, Paul makes mention, I've been 5 times I was scourged. And my translation just says 39 times. In the Greek, it just says 40 save 1, which we can do our math is 39. But they were being very careful. See, the Jews were making sure it wasn't too bad. Wasn't too harsh. According to tradition, the way the Jews would do it is they would 13 times on the chest, 13 times on each shoulder, and then you were released. Before they would do that, they would check your health. Are you up for this? But they had it within their traditions, within their own rules. If while you're scourging somebody, they die, you're still innocent. And I wondered about that. Dying from scourging. I think of it as being whipped. And I remember my parents, they spanked me. I know some kids had to find a belt. Well, their parents had a belt. And other kids had to go get a whip. They would go get a piece of wood, a little that would just smack them. And that's painful, but not deadly. And the Bible is pretty vague about it. It just says that he scourged. It's not going into too much detail. So I turned to another source. There's a Christian historian long, long time ago named Eusebius. And he took it upon himself to describe to people what Christians had to face. The various martyrs that endured persecution after Jesus. And it's hard reading what they had to endure. But I want to read three passages because it's about things that Jesus was himself enduring. Now keep in mind, this isn't Jesus, this is his followers. And I can't say that it went to this degree with Jesus, but what he was enduring gets to this degree. Of one of the martyrs, says he was then commanded to sacrifice, but as he refused, he was ordered to be stripped and lifted on high and to be scourged with rods over his whole body until he should be subdued in his resolution and forced to do what he was commanded. But as he was unmovable amid all these sufferings, his bones already appearing bared of the flesh, they mixed vinegar with salt and poured it upon the mangled parts of the body. And another passage, he just makes it simple. It just says, scourged to the bone. And in another passage, as people look upon some Christians that had been scourged, those standing around were struck with amazement at seeing them lacerated with scourges to the very blood and arteries, so that now the flesh concealed in the very inmost parts of the body and the bowels themselves were exposed to view. And I wondered, why was it deadly? Because it wasn't just getting whipped. It was much, much more. The Jews said only 40 times, Jesus didn't go into the Jews' hands. He went into the Romans. And the Romans did everything they could. I have a few pictures of some of what a scourge looked like, and I can't tell you which one it was. We don't know. But you get the idea that it's more than just one whip, and it's more than just a whip. They're putting all these things on the ends to just shred you. In John chapter 19. See, in Matthew, Jesus, it's just told that Jesus was scourged and then crucified. After they had asked for Barabbas to be released, they take Jesus, they scourge him, and they crucify him. John says there's more to it than that. See, in John chapter 19 and verse 1, it says, Pilate then took Jesus and scourged him. And while that's just in black and white and such a simple statement, we see now that was a brutal, horrible thing that he just went through. But look what happens next. And the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head and put a purple robe on him. And they began to come up to him and say, Hail, King of the Jews, and give him slaps in the face. Pilate came out again and said to them, Behold, I am bringing him out to you so that you may know that I find no guilt in him. Jesus then came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, Behold the man. You understand what's just happened? They've scourged him. And then put a crown of thorns on him, put a robe on him, mock him, and then bring him out to everybody and said, Here he is. And you know what their reply is, summarized? That wasn't enough. Do more. And they don't say kill him. They say crucify him. Put him on the cross. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 129. I cannot say definitively that this is a messianic psalm about Jesus, but it certainly fits. Psalm 129, starting in verse 1. Many times they have persecuted me from my youth up. Let Israel now say, Many times they have persecuted me from my youth up. Yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back. They lengthened their furrows. Go over to Isaiah 53. And in this picture of this coming Messiah, in verse 5, He was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon Him, and by His scourgings we were healed. One time Jesus gathered around his disciples around a table just before he endured all of this. He said, Do this in remembrance of me.